my point of view or starting point yesterday was to ask whether refusal can be political and whether it can be also a kind of activism. And the two artists I've chosen, Mladen Stilinovic and Techin Shie, as examples, they both use as their method a very radical refusal to produce anything or to do multiple things. Stilinovic, he's talking in his work about laziness, so his ideal of making art is just to lie down and do nothing. And Techin Shie, his method is reduced to one single act during 1 year, which is, I think it's very radical refusal of living a normal life or being a normal artist, whatever you mean by normal. And I think in our time with a lot of production and art in a way has become a product. And in that way, art is not living or vivid anymore. It has been a commodity, become a commodity. And my question is whether this kind of radical refusal, I don't mean that those artists would make any kind of model for everybody, but this performative act, which actually disappears. Of course, there is documentation, but in fact, the actual act disappears. So in a way, by refusing the commodity or product part of art, I would say that those examples, they actually are activist art. And in a way, they become radically political. And I think the genuine politics at our time, it has to reduce from products producing. It has to refuse all these ideas about talent and exercise and things like that, to really have the power of making art alive once more. And I don't know whether the only way would be performance or performative acts, but it is in these examples and in many others, I think it's a good way to escape from the productive industries and all this social media happening and fuss around art. Because actually I think nowadays almost all art is in a way appropriated to the use of art institutions in a way. So maybe I think, as I said, that really a transformation can only happen with a total cessation of something, and then we can just start from new. I don't know whether it's possible or not, but that might be one way to escape from our society's demands for entertainment, or because actually I think also with this production side of art, it has become entertainment mostly and not a real force of change. And I think the real meaning for art is still that it has the capacity to change our minds, to change the world. Or I don't mean naively that it would change the circumstances of people, but it changes our minds. And this force is still there, but it doesn't manifest so well, or it doesn't come to front, into front. So I think there should be some movements for getting rid of productive art producing and so on. So that's my manifesto.